New Zealand joins Australia, US and Taiwan WHO push. By Simon Kent on May 7, 2020. New Zealand on Thursday joined a push by the US and Australia to return Taiwan to the World Health Organization, WHO, sparking a furious response from Communist China. NZ Foreign Minister Winston Peters, pictured, made the announcement and called Taiwan the standout world success story on COVID-19, according to the Sydney Morning Herald. Our position is to join a number of countries in seeking to get them put back on the WHO as an observer, when they were in 2016, he said. They have got something to teach the rest of the world. And every country including China must surely want to know the secret of the success. Taiwan has been a global success in its fight against the Chinese coronavirus pandemic, enacting a plan that has kept the population of 24 million to just 439 cases and 6 deaths. China forced Taiwan out of the global body in 2016 after the election of President Tsai Ing-wen, who China views as a separatist, as Breitbart News reported. It has blocked every effort since for Taiwan to regain even observer status at WHO's annual policy meetings, insisting Taiwan should not receive any considerations or honors that would be afforded to a full nation-state. Taiwan's exclusion from WHO membership has understandably infuriated Taipei, which says its absence has created a glaring gap in the global fight against the coronavirus. Meanwhile, trans-Tasman neighbor Australia is pushing ahead with its call to have Taiwan return to the WHO fold at the same time it is challenging China over its poor coronavirus response, as Breitbart News reported. Last Friday, an Australian ministry spokesman said the global coronavirus pandemic needed a global response, and there should be a close working relationship between the WHO and all health authorities, including Taiwan. For its part, China issued an immediate slapdown for New Zealand as news broke of its backing for the US and Australia against the Chinese Communist Party. China's ambassador in Wellington, Wu Zai, wrote to Jacinda Ardern's government in an attempt to curtail Kiwi support, The Herald reports. There is only one China in the world, and Taiwan is a part of China, Wu said. The world is at a critical stage in fighting against the pandemic. However, the Democratic Progressive Party authority in Taiwan region has been making reckless political maneuvers and trying to hype up Taiwan's participation in the WHO and the World Health Assembly. Their real intention is to seek independence by making use of the pandemic. We are firmly opposed to that. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.